For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I'm Dr. Joe Esposito, and welcome to our podcast, For the Health of It. Remember to subscribe to our podcasts, and I'll help you naturally get well and stay well.
The information presented on this program is not intended to take the place of your personal physician's advice, and it is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Discuss this information with your own physician or healthcare provider to determine what is right for you.
Are you suffering needlessly? Dr. Joe can give you advice on how to naturally get well and stay well. Dr. Joe Esposito.
Hey folks, Dr. Joe Esposito here. I am glad you're with us today. What we're going to talk about today are serious symptoms you never want to ignore. Because I've been in practice a long time, coming up on 40 years now. And patients come to me, and most of the time, 99% of the time, they're great chiropractic candidates and they get great results, and that's wonderful. But every now and then, a patient will come in and say, well, I've been having these symptoms, chest pain, whatever it is, and I'm going to go through a whole bunch from here. And these are times that you need to get to the emergency room immediately. And I did a search on social media to find out what topics people want to hear about, of course. That's one of the ways I pick my topics. And one of the top five was actually this topic, which really surprised me. I was really confused by that. I didn't think this would be such a popular topic. But you don't know what to do in most cases. It's kind of like if my car makes noise. Is it something I should ignore? Is it something I should take to a mechanic? Is it something, should I drive home, not drive home? Well, when our body does it, many times you don't know what to do. And there are certain times time is of the essence. You want to get these things fixed right away. The faster you get to them, the better results you're going to have. So the things we're going to talk about today are not chiropractic cases yet. They will be in the future once we stabilize it, but right now it's going to be an emergency case and you need to get it taken care of immediately. So don't jerk around with this. And I say that because I've had a lot of patients over the years come to me and they wait so long that it's a lot harder to fix. And many, many, many times over my career, we'll have a patient come in and I'll take an x-ray and I'll see the calcification of their arteries on the x-ray. And if it's above 5.5 millimeters or 55 centimeters, 55 millimeters, 5.5 centimeters, it's an emergency case. And we need to get you to the emergency room right away. And multiple times in my career, I'll go next week. I got to appoint my cardiologist in a month. No, you need to go now. And they go, and oftentimes within 24 hours, they're having abdominal surgery because their aorta was about to burst. And I always get a call or an email from a doctor who did the surgery and says, Doc, you saved this patient's life. Nice work. Now, I was not looking for a dissecting aortic aneurysm. They didn't come in to me for a dissecting aortic aneurysm. We found it by accident. And even on x-rays, we'll find cancer on x-rays periodically, not very often. We'll find tumors on x-rays. And so a smart doctor knows when to co-manage the case. And it bothers me. I got an email the other day from a lady in London, and she said she's in severe pain, and she went to these pain management doctors. None of them ever mentioned nutrition. None of them ever mentioned chiropractic. She goes, what do I do? Well, go find a chiropractor in London and do a nutrition workup. I can do that, you know, remotely for you. And she was confused. Like, well, I just thought, you know, of course they'd send me to a chiropractor. Chiropractic is the most effective, least expensive treatment for back pain. Why wouldn't they send me? Some doctors don't understand the value, many doctors don't understand the value of co-managing the case with the proper specialists. I've had many times a patient goes to a physician and if they can't find out the cause, it can't be fixed. I see this all the time. Well, doctor said there's nothing that can be done for my case. Well, they're right. There's nothing that can be done by them. Doesn't mean nothing can be done by anybody. And that's what's important. And that's where a smart doctor says, you know what, this is out of my wheelhouse. I've got to refer you out to somebody else and then have a referral network that you can use. I have an extensive referral network, so it's pretty cool. So first of all, one of the most important things you can do when it comes to emergency care is trust your gut. most of us have a sense when a situation is serious. Well, I got a little stomach pain, my knee hurts. Now suddenly it's like, whoa, something's really wrong here. I don't want to jerk around with that. So if your instinct or your intuition tells you it's serious, go call 911, get to the emergency room right away. It's always better to err on the side of caution. I'd much rather have you go to the emergency room and they tell you there's nothing wrong or nothing seriously wrong. It's another problem I have too, is patients will say, well, I went to this doctor and he said, well, there's nothing wrong with me. And they have severe headaches or they have diarrhea, they have hard gas, or they can't walk on their knee. And they say, well, the doctor says there's nothing wrong. Well, there is something wrong. You're the patient. You know something's wrong. And it frustrates me when a doctor tells the patient, you don't know what you're talking about. Well, I believe my patients. I really do. If there's a problem, we got to get in there and we got to fix it. One of the big ones, I got to start with this one, of course, is chest pain. If you're having chest pain or pressure that lasts more than a couple of minutes or it keeps coming back, it's time to get that checked. It could be a heart attack. You shouldn't drive yourself to the hospital if you're having chest pain, because if you do have a full-blown heart attack, you can hurt yourself and other people. Ambulances are specially equipped and trained to help people more quickly. So perfect example is my father. When I was first year of college, my undergrad, I came home from being out with my friends, and he was sitting at the kitchen table, yellow, you know, as a canary, gasping for air. And my sister was on the ambulance corps at the time, and she says, we got to call the ambulance. No, I don't want the ambulance. Well, my father smoked, and my sister insisted. She called the ambulance. She called her friends on the ambulance corps, and she said, just come without the lights. And they took him to the hospital, and his lungs were just loaded with mucus. And they had to pump his lungs and get all this mucus out of him. And they said he had about 2 hours before he died. So he was a tough old Italian, stubborn. I don't need the ambulance. I'm fine. No, you do. And I'd rather we had taken him to the hospital and found nothing was wrong. But we did find something was wrong. Another one my dad is motivating the show today, is shortness of breath. If it happens suddenly and it's keeping you from everyday activities, have somebody take you to the emergency room. Not call 911 if it's severe, and especially if you have nausea or chest pain or you pass out. Now, if you obviously can't call 911, but somebody needs to. You could be having a heart attack or what's called a pulmonary embolism. You eat a bad diet all your life. I'm assuming not you, because you listen to my shows, of course. But you have a bad diet all your life, and you get hardening of the arteries. You get clumping of the arteries. Calcium builds up in the arteries. If a piece of this calcium, this plaque, breaks off and goes into the lungs and blocks off the blood supply to the lungs can start to die. Okay, it's called ischemia. Ischemia means you're not getting enough oxygen and the organs start to die. And so if you can't get enough oxygen, you could pass out from it. And that's very serious. Could be deadly. So this is another reason, and all the things we're talking about today, is another reason why you want to take care of yourself. Because if you don't eat right, you will have problems. I promise you that. I'm fine. Well, I remember one of my professors used to say, it's never a problem till it's a problem, and then it's a problem. And that's exactly right. I've had people that drink. Well, I drink all, it's just a couple of drinks every day. It's no big deal. And then suddenly the testosterone is zero. Their heart is having problems. Their colon isn't working because they don't have enough testosterone, because alcohol lowers your testosterone levels. Their blood pressure skyrockets. They start getting headaches, blurred vision. Alcohol, over time, will poison you. It has to. It can't not have an adverse reaction on your health. It can't not happen. And so you have to understand that if you're doing something, if you're eating bad food, if you're not taking care of yourself, if you have pain, those are warning signs. They will catch up to you. If you know anyone has arthritis, anybody have arthritis? Raise your hands. A lot of you do. There's two major types, rheumatoid and osteo. Osteoarthritis is mechanical. Something is out of place and the bones are rubbing up against each other. And the body, it's more than that. It creates an inflammatory reaction. The body sends in cells to try to break up the inflammation. But there's always a physical component to osteoarthritis, 100%. And so if physical problem is the cause of it, we can take medications to bring down the pain. And if you need to do that, absolutely, please do that. But we need to put the bones back in place. Getting to the cause of the problem along with treating the symptoms. So if you eat a bad diet, you can build up calcium in your arteries, and a piece plate breaks off and goes to your lungs, causes a pulmonary embolism. These things, it may not be a pulmonary embolism, but you will have an adverse effect from not giving your body the minimum nutrients that it needs just to survive, much less thrive. And I see it every day, multiple times an hour. Patients come in. They're overweight. They have fatty liver. They have digestive issues, gas, bloating, diarrhea, constipation. And it's very hard for many patients to accept the fact that they caused it themselves. You have to take responsibility for your own life and your own health. And you can only do so much damage before it can't be fixed. And there's an Emerson, Lake and Palmer song called Lucky Man. And it sings about a guy who's very rich and has everything. And he went to war and a bullet found him. His blood ran as he died. No money could save him. So he lay down and he died. Now, that's what's happening to you. Maybe not as quick as a bullet, but it's happening every day if you don't take care of yourself. You're slowly causing your own death. And sometimes it's reversible. Sometimes it's not. And when it's not reversible, every patient I've ever treated that had chronic problems that were not reversible said the same thing. I wish I'd done something sooner. I wish I realized how serious this was. I wish I didn't treat it so lightly. Everyone. I've been in practice almost 40 years. I've seen a lot of these cases. So if you have these symptoms, many times it's your lifestyle that caused them, but we need emergency care immediately. I'm Dr. Joe Esposito, by the way, if you're just tuning in. And we're talking today about serious symptoms you should never ignore. Because I always say, don't be a taint nothing patient. Oh, that taint nothing. Don't worry about it. It is something. And I wish doctors would take that stance as well. Don't be a taint nothing doctor. Well, your blood pressure's a little high. It taint nothing. Well, maybe it's not. Maybe that's okay for you. But maybe it's a nutritional deficiency. Maybe it's a irritation of your stomach affecting the vagus nerve, which affects the sympathetic and parasympathetic nervous systems. Maybe it's a pinched nerve in your neck. Maybe it's clogged arteries. Maybe it's dehydration, kidney failure, liver issues. So always look at these symptoms and say, what's causing it? What can I do to get to the cause? Other problems, and this is a serious one, if you suddenly have a vision problem, if you suddenly have blurry vision, double vision, loss of vision, that can be a sign of a stroke or actually something more serious than that. You should call 911 if you have trouble seeing, if you have a bad headache, nausea, vomiting, numbness, weakness, dizziness, confusion, trouble talking. You know, one of the things when I evaluate patients, if we think they might have had a stroke, is I just look at them and I make sure both eyes are equal, make sure their mouth is moving on both sides, make sure they can puff up their cheeks. Can they stick their tongue out? The tongue doesn't go to one side. These are all indications that you might have had a stroke. The faster we get to you when you have a stroke, the better results. Now, what is a stroke? You've heard about it. You know that people with stroke may be paralyzed on one side. You have plaque, and it's two different types, but you may have plaque float in your blood because you had a bad diet in your arteries. Piece of plaque breaks off, goes through the blood vessels, and it goes through smaller and smaller blood vessels until it gets to one that's really small. And the clot or the plaque is bigger than that blood vessel, so it clogs it up. So now blood can't get to the other side of this blockage. And when that happens, that other part of the part that isn't getting the blood dies. It's ischemia. And that can be a stroke, and it affects a part of the brain can't work, and so you have problems. If you have a stroke, let's say I have a stroke on the left side of my brain, it's going to affect the right side of my body because it crosses, the brain crosses. The right side of the brain controls the left side of the body, left side of the brain controls the right side of the body. So we have to make sure we're getting communication back and forth, very, very important. And if there's an issue, the quicker we can get you, many times they'll give you drugs to break up the clots. That's certainly something you want to do very quickly. If a blood vessel bursts, that's another problem. If the blood vessel bursts, you're not getting blood into the brain. That's very serious and sometimes is deadly. But many of these things, many strokes are self-induced. You did it to yourself through your diet. Now, there are some genetic weaknesses that may occur. You may have a genetically weak blood vessel that bursts. You just got to be extra careful with that. So you have to take care of yourself and think, all right, mom and dad had weak blood vessels. They had strokes. I've got to take extra care to be careful with what I do. That's why there's no downside to taking care of yourself. There's no downside to have a normally functioning nervous system, a normally functioning digestive system, and good nutrition. I said I had lunch with a former MVP baseball player. And we were talking a little bit about diet and nutrition. He was naming names of football players and friends of his. And he says a lot of them have changed their diet, including him. He's retired now. And he said, yeah, I very seldom eat meat anymore. If I do, it's a piece of fish maybe once a week. I'm eating a lot more fruits and vegetables. He says, and a lot of the pro athletes are realizing this now because they get so much better results when they don't put those heavy toxic foods, alcohol, meat, sugar, dairy, coffee, soda, artificial sweetener. We talked about he ordered noodles when we were at lunch. And I mentioned wheat, and many times wheat has glyphosate in it, which is weed killer. And they spray it onto wheat to kill the wheat so it's easier to harvest. I said, so if you're going to do wheat, you want to do organic. And his eyes lit up. He says, I never knew that. He says, I thought I knew a lot about nutrition. He says, Doc, you're pretty smart. I said, yeah, you know, I've worked at this before. So it's things like this. He goes, I love information like that. I love tidbits like that of health information. I said, well, and he lives in Macon, Georgia. I said, so you got to listen to my show. I said, and he says, well, I don't get a lot of the Atlanta stations in Macon. I said, well, go to my website or you can listen online. He says, man, Doc, he says, I'm excited. Thank you for this information. So if you have vision problems, numbness, dizziness, trouble speaking, one side of the mouth droops, one side of your eyes droop, severe pain or irritation behind the eyes, get to the emergency room immediately. So what's going to happen is these things, the chest pain, the shortness of breath, many times you did it. They'll save you in most cases. Hopefully they'll keep you alive. But then you got to say, all right, it's time for me to come to Jesus. It's time for me to realize what I'm doing is wrong and I got to change it. Some people do, some people don't. Many times people don't know what to do. Every day, patients come to me through my website, drjoe.com. They come into the office. They'll call me. They'll call my radio shows. And they'll say, Doc, I'll do whatever you say. Just tell me what it is. I just don't know where to start. And it's interesting. Where do you start? If you have knee pain, where do you start? People, I'll go to an orthopedist. I go to a chiropractor. Chiropractic care is the most effective, least expensive treatment for joint pain. Start there. And if that's something that can't be fixed with the most effective, least expensive treatment, we can always refer you out. We can send you to an orthopedist, a neurologist, a neurosurgeon, a physical therapist. But let's start with the most effective, least expensive when it comes to pain, for joint pain. So if you guys would like to make an appointment, come see us. In the Atlanta area, we have offices in Marietta, Duluth, Stockbridge, and West Cobb. Go to my website, drjoe.com, drjoe.com, really simple. Drjoe.com, you can book an appointment right online. Normally, the first visit is $940. That's an exam, x-rays, consultation, first treatment, going over the x-rays on a follow-up visit, and a complete nutrition evaluation. I don't know anybody who's doing that for any price, much less we reduced it for you guys to $299, $299. That's insane, just by itself. And many times, that's a great screening. We find, you know what? We do need to have a cardiologist involved. We do need to have a neurosurgeon involved. I shouldn't say many times. Major, major majority of times we don't. But if we do, now we can co-manage your case with other doctors. But you're suffering needlessly in most cases. And it breaks my heart to see patients every day who 10, 20, 30 years ago could have led a much more vibrant, healthy, fun, active life, but they didn't take the problem seriously. So if you have pain, that's a warning sign. Come see us. Digestive issues, heartburn, acid reflux, burping, gas, bloating. Sometimes it's a heart attack. Very rarely. In most cases, the stomach is pushed up against the diaphragm and we need to massage or adjust or pull the stomach away from the diaphragm. Number one reason we see patients is pain. The number two reason we see patients is digestive problems. And then we do a nutrition workup on all of our patients. So if you want to make an appointment, drjoe.com, just do it right now. We accept people with all insurances. Depends what your insurance covers. If there's in-network, out-of-network, my staff will answer those questions for you. If you don't have insurance, it's still the most effective, least expensive treatment for most joint pain. Why wouldn't you do it? I don't know. It makes no sense to me. And then we do a nutrition evaluation on everybody anyway. So when I talk to people, we talk about things like monosodium glutamate. People doing diet sodas. I got headaches every day, Doc, and I drink diet sodas every day. Cut out the diet sodas for a week and see if it helps. Oh, it did. Okay, great. Well, there you go. Problem solved. So nutrition evaluation on everybody, because I want to get you well as fast as possible for the least amount of money. That's very different in healthcare. It's a different healthcare model because usually it's like, how much is this patient worth? We want to get you well as quickly as possible. So drjoe.com. If you have any questions, you can send me questions through my website, drjoe.com. Happy to answer your questions for you. So do that. Follow me on social media at Dr. Joe Esposito. We post every single day. You're going to get health tips more than once a day in most cases. And it's free. If you don't like it, unfollow me. It's very simple. Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, TikTok, at Dr. Joe Esposito. And if you're a podcast junkie, just go to your podcast service and type in Dr. Joe for the health of it. Dr. Joe for the health of it. So what we're talking about today, folks, serious symptoms you should never ignore. And the reason I'm saying this is because I've had people come to me with a lot of these problems, and they should have been somewhere else a while ago. And it's a lot harder to fix the longer it goes. So whether it's a chiropractic case, a cardiologist case, a neurosurgeon case, we all have one goal, get to you as quickly as possible. So stop suffering, come see us. Burns. Now, we all had a little minor first-degree burns, redness, swelling, it burned, you know, you burn the skin off the first layer of the body. That happens a lot. It's not uncommon. But you need to get to the emergency room if it's a large part of your body, of your hands or your feet or any part of your body. If it's on your face, always, your buttocks, your groin, or one of the big joints, a hip joint, a knee joint. Because you can get an infection because you burned off the skin, and the skin is the protective layer. If it's bigger than 3 inches, get medical care. If it's charred or white, which is a third-degree burn, and the worst one is if you burn yourself and it doesn't hurt. Because what you did at that point, you burned the nerves. And that's really serious. And I saw that once in my practice. Somebody burned themselves very seriously, third-degree burn. And they said, well, it didn't hurt, doc, so I didn't think to do anything about it. And it started getting infected. And we had to send them out to an infection specialist to get that infection under control. So don't think, oh, I burned myself, it's no big deal. I did something a while ago. I'll tell you at the next part of the show. It's a little bit of a story. What I did when I had a very, very serious injury to my finger. And I'll tell you about that in the second half. If you're vomiting, go to the emergency room if there's blood in the vomit. And if you throw up, if you vomit, and it looks like coffee grinds, that's serious. You want to get a medical care right away. So if you throw up, and you know we've all thrown up, and it looks like what you just ate, it's a little slimy, it's a little yucky. But if it looks like coffee grinds coming up, you could have internal bleeding and the blood is clotting. So get to the emergency room immediately if you see anything like that. If you're vomiting, you have a severe headache, severe abdominal pain that just doesn't go away, especially if like a half hour. Confusion, rapid heart rate, you can't breathe properly. These are very serious. If a child younger than 6, they should be seen right away if vomiting lasts more than a few hours or if they start to have signs of dehydration. They can't move. Their skin starts to turn pallor. They get cold. They turn yellow. These are all really, really serious issues. High fever, 101 for adults, 102 for kids, if it lasts longer than a day or two. Now, what you can do for a fever to help bring the fever down is you can take rubbing alcohol, put it on a cloth, and put it on their forehead. And as the alcohol evaporates, it'll pull heat out of them. But if the fever doesn't break in a day or two, that's not something you want to jerk around with. It could be a very severe infection. Now, fevers happen. The body raises the body temperature to fight off the infection because viruses die if it's too hot. And so if the fever's persistent, it could be a sign of a viral infection that's gone crazy. You definitely want to get that taken care of because that's not a game you want to play. Head injuries. I'm going to talk about head injuries. I may pick up on this later. I'm certified in traumatic brain injury and working with traumatic brain injury cases. I'm also certified in orthopedics and chiropractic and nutrition and pain management. But traumatic brain injuries are so often ignored. I got to go to break. I see that now. When I come back, I'm going to talk about how to figure out if you have a traumatic brain injury, most importantly, what to do about it. If you want to make an appointment, come see us. In the Atlanta area, we have offices in Marietta, Duluth, Stockbridge, and West Cobb. If you have neck pain, back pain, shoulder pain, headaches, numbness, tingling, sciatica, digestive issues, drjoe.com, we can get you an appointment this week. We always leave appointments open for new patients. So drjoe.com, book your appointment right now. All the supplements we have are always available on our website, drjoe.com. If you have questions, send them to me through the website, drjoe.com. Follow me on social media, at Dr. Joe Esposito. We do everything we can to give you as much information as we can so that you can naturally get well and stay well. Folks, I'm Dr. Joe Esposito, drjoe.com. Thanks for listening to For the Health Fit. Remember to subscribe to this podcast, and I'll help you naturally get well and stay well. You can also listen to and call into my radio show live Sunday evenings on WSBRadio.com and on a WSB Radio app. It's a new day now.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts, so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.